Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the weekend. Penn State, of course, big win tomorrow with Rutgers at Beaver Stadium in the Big Ten opener. Big day of college football on TV as well. Big NFL Sunday coming up with the Steelers at 1 and the Eagles at 4:25. Those will be the games televised in this area.
Oh, no. I found out that it's not happening.
Is the Giants and the Falcons?
It is the Giants and the Falcones.
What other stations do you have?
That's the only Fox affiliate we have.
Okay, so you're not going to get the Eagles and the Cowboys, or you're not going to get the Steelers?
Oh, no, I'm not going to get the Steelers. We'll get the Eagles and Cowboys late, but it'll be Giants-Falcons to start.
Okay. Oh, okay. Good. And then the Packers and the Seahawks will be the national game on Sunday night.
I can't tell you how excited I am about the Giants and the Falcons. Can't wait.
I'm sorry. I can't help you here.
No, it's okay. I understand.
Okay. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere you want to get there ready for the tailgate. Or if you happen to be sitting at home watching the games we just talked about, you can do that. In fact, we're having a big Falcons-Giants party over at Kevin's.
There's going to be no Falcons-Giants party. It'll be red zone for me.
Okay. And, of course, they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And they also have the best selection anywhere of snacks, soda, water, and the pickle bar is second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're at the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. And at 800-795-9565, we go to Doug in Wellsboro. Hi, Doug.
Doug, can I go to your house to watch the Steeler game? Are you going to have that available?
We're stuck in the New York market up here, so we get stuck with, like, the Giants games or else the Bills games. We're in the Buffalo MSA or the Giants MSA, so we always get stuck with that.
Wow, that's even worse.
So you got the Bills and Patriots.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Hey, the reason I called, I like to talk about Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, sure.
No, I was kidding with you.
He did not take the bait. He did not take the bait, Doug.
Steve, come on, Steve. You got to be quicker than that.
Look, is it relevant that he's starting? Yes. The conversation that's not relevant is saying, who would you rather pick, Johnny Manziel or Tim Tebow? Now, for whatever reason, Pete wasn't listening to that part, but that's okay. We'll move on from there. There's no need to rehash that.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, the Rutgers game. Please tell me they have a game plan to handle with Janarian Grant. Please tell me they're going to just punt it out of bounds, not even have him a chance to handle it.
Well, I think, you're exactly right. Directional punting is going to be very important in a game like this, and you do have to do that against him. He's returned 5 kicks for touchdowns in his career and 3 in the last 2 weeks. Now, it's not just the punt. He returned the punt against Washington State. He's already returned a kickoff in each game for a touchdown. Kickoffs are a little more difficult, Doug, than it is for a punt. You can punt and directional punt, and you can angle it toward the sideline, get the thing out of bounds, and, you know, at that point, no return. The problem on a kickoff is that if you start angling toward a spot, you do run the risk of you kick it out of bounds and suddenly the ball's at the 35-yard line. Now, touchbacks, that'd be advantageous, but my understanding is there's not going to be a lot of wind tomorrow night. So you're going to have to really cover that thing well. But let's flip this around, too. Rutgers has to be pretty aware now of Penn State's return game. Between Scott, Tompkins, and so forth, Penn State's got a chance to break some stuff, too.
I watched the last quarter of that Washington State Rutgers game, that Grant kid, he's almost NFL ready. I mean, he's going to be returning kicks in the NFL very soon.
He has a real he has a feel for it. Yeah,
he could almost win the game single handedly if it's a tight game. He could return a kick and put it out of reach. But second question is Andrew Nelson. Is there a chance he plays or Paris Palmer going to start?
I think they're going to make a game time decision on that. I think that's how they're going to play that out, and he'll make a game time decision on that. And that's the best I can tell you right now. So that's where it comes down to. Bell and Haley are both going to play.
Okay. Okay. The only other thing is, Kevin, you going to be on Periscope tonight?
Yes, I will be on Periscope a little, probably a little bit before 6:30.
Okay.
That's the plan.
All right, thanks a lot.
I know you're looking forward to it. You can't wait. Hey. Thanks for asking.
Hey, Doug, why?
Well, you know something, Steve? Hey, do you want to know the truth? I was in the Navy for 6 years, and I was on a submarine. So I actually got to look through the periscope.
That's good.
That's really good. I like that.
I don't think it's the same kind of periscope, although the video is a little narrow on my phone, so maybe it is.
So it's not the same thing, Kevin?
No, I don't think it's the same thing, but... hey, I gotta. Since you're on the line, I gotta ask you a question. You had a really Wellsboro had a really good quarterback last year, who I think graduated. Another quarterback.
Yeah, we talked about him on the show.
Yeah, another quarterback got injured this year. Who's the quarterback right now? Because I cannot remember his name to save me.
Quinn Henry.
I'll tell you what. For a big guy, and he looks more like a linebacker. He throws a nice ball and really moves out of the pocket really well.
Okay, well, here's the story. That Michael Petropoulos is at IUP right now.
Okay.
His younger brother plays center. He is that big kid. He's actually the back of the court. He starts at center, and he's like the second-string emergency quarterback. We have a young sophomore kid that I actually play a lot of pickup basketball with, that he's actually pretty good for being a sophomore and stuff. But that big kid you saw in the scrimmage is Michael's younger brother, Colin. He's a big kid, and he starts at center. We only have, or like Bucktail. You know, we only have 30 kids out, 40 kids at most.
So. But they're all the size of a linebacker, though. That's the thing. I mean, these are big guys.
He is a big guy. He's one of those guys. His whole family is one of those weightlifting type. You know, they've always worked out since eighth grade type stuff. But that's Michael's younger brother. Colin is the big guy, but he starts at center. We have another kid, a sophomore, starting a quarterback.
That's a big talented or a big athletic group. I don't know. They're still young yet in talent a lot of places, but Wellsboro is a big athletic group of kids. I'll say that.
Yeah, we have a group of sophomores. It was all that Y2K, you know. There was that small baby boom right there. There's a group. I'm just like there's at other schools. There's a small group coming through the sophomores. It's kind of a big class, but that's the story.
Are they on Periscope?
Well, I'm going to go look for Periscope, Steve. Come on.
You know, at the end of the Periscope broadcast, I'm now going to go down Periscope just for you.
Thank you very much. Hey, I want to hear that Fractured Fairy Tale stuff. I heard the Trey Bauer story, but I didn't hear any Fractured Fairy Tales music the other day.
Yeah, I was slacking a little bit there. I have to admit, I was slacking a little bit there.
All right.
About the West Virginia game. Oh yeah. Yeah. Did you ever hear the Trey Bauer story about Joe DiMaggio?
No.
Okay, they bring it. Oh jeez. All right. It's it's 1985 or 86. I think it was 86. And Joe DiMaggio was in town. In fact, he attended the Penn State game at Beaver Stadium. So, of course, he got in touch with Joe, and Joe asked him, "Why don't you come over and speak to the team?" And Joe DiMaggio was like, "I don't know. You know, I mean, do they even know who I am? I mean, you know." And he said, "Yeah, come on over." You know, and of course, naturally, of course, Joe had followed every element of Joe DiMaggio's career with the Yankees growing up there. So Joe DiMaggio comes over and he goes up to the front of the room, distinguished, gray hair, nothing out of place. And Mike Russo, the nose guard, looks over at Trey Bauer and says, "What's Mr. Coffee doing here?" And he says, "I'm not done yet."
Sorry, I thought that was the punchline.
No, he says, "What's Mr. Coffee doing here?" Trey looks over and goes, "Mr. Coffee?" He says, you know how Trey talks, "Mr. Coffee." He says, "Yeah." He says, "Mr. Coffee's up in front." He goes, "That's Joe DiMaggio." He goes, "That's who Mr. Coffee is?" It's a true story. A true story.
Trey Bauer wasn't a stable of individuals, was he?
Well, I work with Trey every week, so I get that. Yeah. I get that. Yesterday, Wednesday. You'll love this. The TV show's on in Wilkes-Barre, Harrisburg, Philadelphia, and PHL now, and of course here in the State College Altoona market. So it's on all over the state. So do you have that in Service Electric up there, Kev?
I think we get it on the Wilkes-Barre affiliate. It's the WSWB.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on Harrisburg, York, Wilkes-Barre, Philadelphia State College. So Trey is on with us all the week. So I, for whatever reason, the subject of the crowd in the show comes up. So I made some cute statement about, you know, yes, it'll be a finely tuned crowd being at 8 o'clock at night. And Trey says, "Well, yeah, they're going to be hammered." Okay, Doug, there's no filter. Okay, there's no filter, Doug.
Didn't they interview him before the Fiesta Bowl, and he said something about "we're no angels either" or something?
Yes, he did.
And
he said "we're no angels either." Then he made some statement about Miami, and Joe said to him, Joe pulled him aside, says, "What are you doing?" And Trey said, "Oh, don't worry about it. We got him."
All right. Well, thanks for your time today, guys.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
All right.
Down Periscope. Down Periscope.
Down Periscope it is.
All right. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
It's September, and Sunbury Motors Kia is not going to be fair. We're gonna be fabulous. Fabulous as in fabulous financing. 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on all remaining 2015 Kias, as well as our 2016 Sereno and Forte. Fabulous prices. Every new Kia will be deeply discounted and prices clearly marked. And we have 96 new Kias to choose from. Fabulous dealer. Sunbury Motors has been a trusted name for 100 years. Fabulous warranty. All new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. So hurry in and visit us on the fabulous strip in Hummel's Wharf or at sunburymotors.com. Oh, and if you still want fair, we'll meet you in Bloomsburg at the end of the month.
Financing to well-qualified customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Okay, let's get to it. Get you up to date on what's relevant and what's not. Well, let's start very quickly with baseball and the pennant race. The Cubs lead the Cardinals 5-3 here at the end of six innings of play. Relevant because the Pirates, of course, are on the cable here and have drawn a pretty good following. And they'll play at the Dodgers tonight. And they're only two games ahead of the Cubs, and they're five back of the Cardinals right now. Thus, the relevancy there. The Phillies are... of course, they've struggled all year.
Completely irrelevant.
You're still going to have people watching. You have CSN on the cable.
Yeah. I used to watch it a lot more often than I did the last couple of years.
6 o'clock tonight, Dick Girardi on horse racing.
Now that, relevant, much more relevant, interesting.
Relevant to me because that's my basketball broadcast partner. Philadelphia will be in Atlanta tonight. Relevant college football, you'll get a chance to see Florida State BC tonight. Relevant high school football across the area, which will include Shikellamy playing at Selins Grove at 7 o'clock, 6:30 the airtime. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And beginning at 6 o'clock tonight, Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandon, Eagle 107 will have the Selins Grove call. On 100.9 The Valley tonight, Lewisburg will be back in action this evening, trying to make it 3-0 on the year, as they will be in action against Mount Carmel. That will be at 7. Airtime on The Valley 100.9 will be 6:30 this evening. Matt will have the call on that one. And Steve Williams tonight on 1380 WMLP, the Tomato Bowl game tonight with North Penn at 7 o'clock at Milton tonight. 6:30 will be the airtime on 1380. How'd they do?
Sounded good to me.
And Sunday relevancy, very quickly, Steelers play the 49ers. Some parts of the area can see it, some can't. The Giants and Falcons will be on Fox as well. And the Eagles play the Cowboys' huge game. And the national game is the Packers and the Seahawks, which will stand alone on Sunday night.
I had a friend
Those
that
are the relevant games.
I have a friend that works.
And by the way, and very quickly, what's the relevancy of Johnny Manziel? The relevancy of Johnny Manziel is quite simple. Some of you may put him on your fantasy team as your quarterback this weekend when they play Tennessee, and that's part of the relevancy of being one of the 32 starting quarterbacks.
Or have McCown as your starting quarterback.
Right.
And need to bounce him.
He didn't pass his concussion protocol. That's the reason why he's not going to start. So that's it. Those are the stories of the day in terms of pure relevancy. Right there. Another good game is probably the Patriots-Bills. I think a lot of people are rather intrigued by that.
You know, I have a friend that kind of has a point here. You know, he is not on Verizon. Download, you know, has the ESPN app, has, you know, the NFL mobile apps, but is unable to stream any NFL game whatsoever because of the exclusive rights that Verizon has. ESPN can't even stream Monday Night Football.
True.
Unless it's, and they have to black it out unless you're on Verizon.
I believe on the Penn State Sports Network, WKOK can't stream the game.
No, we are not able to stream the game, yes.
Because of the exclusivity with GoPSUSports.com.
Correct. Now, the other thing I was wondering is on Sunday Night Football, NBC has all these extra camera angles and stuff that they used to offer. Now, I don't know if they did that again, if they're doing that again this year, but do they have it blacked out on their app and is the only way to see it on the NFL mobile Verizon app?
My guess is it probably can only be on the NFL mobile.
That's what I thought, too. That's what I thought, too. And his point was, you know, multi-billion-dollar league, and I'm not allowed to watch the games mobily.
Yeah, but you know what? First of all, NBC is on in, what, 97% of the markets in the country?
I remember you using that number before.
Right, it's 97% of the markets in the country. I mean, that's why they're getting 25, 26, 27 ratings. Because, A, they usually get the best game of the week. And on paper, Seattle and Green Bay is the best game of the week on paper. And, you know, and that's why it's going to draw a huge rating. You know, the Packers have, obviously, that kind of magical feel to it. And they got Aaron Rodgers. And you've got, obviously, that, especially at Lambeau. And you've got Seattle coming off two straight Super Bowl appearances, including one win. Storylines abound around. I mean, you're talking about two teams that play each other in the NFC Championship game last year. But they're on, in, you know, 97% of the markets, so apps are not as... Now, here's where an app comes into play. Remember how Pete called in the previous half hour? Well, maybe Pete wants to watch, for example, since he's a Cleveland Browns fan, since he's 65 miles from Cleveland and 65 miles from Pittsburgh, and the Browns are playing Tennessee... Now, here, there's not as much interest in that. You have Eagles fans, you have Giants fans, you have Steelers fans. some Ravens fans, maybe a few Giants, few Jets fans. All right, but that's really the composition of the Valley. You don't have really any Browns fans here. But he's a Browns fan. So say he stays here the weekend, he's not going to be able to watch the game here at all. So he'd need the app to watch it.
The only way I know you can watch all games, any game on the app, on any app, is if you get the Sunday Ticket app, which is now available this year.
How much is that?
That's a premium chunk of change. That's like buying Sunday Ticket, period. I mean, I think it's the same price. I'll have to look it up during the break here.
You know what? With Red Zone now, between Red Zone and SiriusXM, I feel no need for an app like that. I can listen to any game I want in the car as I drive now. I mean, any game. And I can listen to a home team broadcast of any game in the car I want.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, for fantasy players, we'll give you a quick injury update in a few moments about those who might be in and out. And today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Imports, domestics, microbrews, stock up for your tailgate this weekend. Best beer selection anywhere. And on top of it, they have soft drinks, snacks, water. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. They're right there at the register when you check out. And the pickle bar is second to none. Stock up for the weekend right now. Go to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Another depressing day for Kevin. He had to turn in this week's car.
Yeah, my loss is your gain, though. If you get to Sunbury Motors Kia this weekend, they have a few more Cadenzas on the lot besides the one we were talking about this week. The one I thought the interesting thing that I hadn't really talked about in the Cadenza from Kia was the fact that it was a unique combination of a black exterior and a tan interior. That, you know, I didn't think about it until I was in it a couple of days. I'm like, you know what? I know some big name luxury vehicles that used to have this color combination, and they were priced a lot more than the 30s. Find out how you can be driving in the Kia Cadenza with a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty, 0% financing for 66 months, low financing for 72 months as well. At Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummelsworth, they have about four Cadenzas on the lot to choose from, but they are going quick because they're just a sweet ride.
And find out tonight what Kevin's car is for next week.
Yes, we'll be debuting that tonight on the Shikellamy Sealants Grove broadcast.
Okay. Very quickly, 800-795-9565. If you want to jump in our open line segment, no guest this half hour. Very quickly, Julio Jones did practice. He is probable with a hamstring. LeSean McCoy, questionable, but they expect him to play against the Patriots when the Bills play them. Justin Forsett of the Ravens, shoulder practice, should play. T.Y. Hilton did not practice. Up in the air about him playing. Same story with Alshon Jeffrey of the Bears. Calf and a hamstring, questionable for the game. So there you go. And tomorrow night will be the Brewers. Tomorrow night, the Big Ten Network will tee it up with Matt Millen. Or, sorry, I spent, what, 15, 20 minutes with Matt Millen yesterday. And I told you the flip phone story, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he and Peyton Manning with flip phones. And you spend 15, 20 minutes with him, and you feel like you spent 3 hours with him because he's one story after another. We were talking about guys he's worked with, people I've worked with. And there are very few guys on the planet that are funnier. So tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, What time are people going to the game tomorrow?
Well, let's see. It's a
it's an 8 o'clock
show,
game.
Right, no, but your show starts at 6:30.
It's an 8 o'clock game. Right, it's an 8 o'clock game. So, I mean, for the fans out there, what time do you go to an 8 o'clock game? Do you go and get there at 8 o'clock, 9 a.m? Do you get there at noon? Do you get there at 2 or 3 in the afternoon? When do you go?
I would think that's a lunchtime game, and then have a dinner tailgate as well right before you go into the stadium. I mean, the art of tailgating has changed over the last 10 to 20 years. It's not just the food and fun you have there. It's TVs, radios, everything.
Yeah. Tailgating's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. I don't care where you are tailgating. I don't care if you're tailgating at Penn State, Ohio State, Kansas State, Tuscaloosa, Austin. You know, Notre Dame. I've seen it all over the country. I don't care. Indiana may have a relatively small group of tailgaters because they don't have a big fan base, but that doesn't mean they don't tailgate great. They do. I mean, tailgates are... Now, that's a truly American deal, isn't it?
We talked about last half hour, you know, not being able to see certain NFL games you want. It's really not that way as with college football as much. It's available on all these platforms and all these apps, yes, and it makes it even easier to tailgate and watch the games.
Oh, what strikes me, I don't go through the parking lot often, as you know. It is difficult for me to go through the parking lot, as you know.
It's hard to get there on time because of going through the parking
right.
lot.
I can't get to a place on time if I'm going through the parking lot, you know, and that's just a fact of life. And, you know, I also like to stop and talk to people, and I enjoy talking to them. But as you know, for tomorrow's game, for example, which will be on the air at 6:30, I will get there probably about 5:45, 5:50.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. And I'll probably just go right from my space in, because there's something I have to tape at 6 o'clock because we're up on the satellite at 5:30. There's one segment I always have to tape because then we'll go over to the Jordan Ticket Center and we'll do the pregame show outside there, beginning, obviously, at 6:30, which you'll hear right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. But when I walk by and I see all the tailgates and I see TVs, there's so many TVs I see now up all over the place with little mini satellite dishes. It's amazing. And I'm talking, these aren't 10-inch, 13-inch TVs. I see people out there, 70-inch screens with satellites picking up games of people gathered around watching the game and eating all the great food that goes with it. I mean, tailgating is... it's not the same tailgating as 30 years ago. I mean, so many people with TVs now out there, and they're like big screen TVs and satellite hookups to boot. Amazing. And the food out there. That's one thing about a night game. Night game and a 3:30 game. The wide variety of food that you have is amazing. Now, the only time I really get a chance to see any of it is when I make that walk from the press box over to the Jordan Ticket Center to do the pregame show. So I get a chance to see it. And I'll see it driving up, too. I mean, as I'm driving up Park Avenue, I'll get a chance. I'll look either side, and, you know, you'll see all the people tailgating and what they have. And it really is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I mean, Penn State knows how to. I mean, Penn State fans party unlike any other in the world. Like any other in the world. Joe in Greensburg, who, by the way, in his neighborhood is known as the party animal.
How you doing, Steve?
Doing great, Joe. How are you?
Good. Well, you know, I can tell you about basketball. I know you're not allowed to mention any names, but I know the right. kid they got today is tremendous for that program. I mean, I'm just like on a cloud nine right now. I mean, I just can't believe how great of a job that Pat Chambers is doing, bringing these kids in. It's just phenomenal. But my question to you is, have you seen any of the three kids that came in this year and how they're looking? Or
yeah, you're talking about Mike Watkins, David Zagulis, yeah. and Josh Reeves? Yes.
Yeah.
They've begun the intense workout part at this stage. And Mike Watkins got on campus, as did David Zagulis. on August 22nd, 23rd. Neither one was here for the summer session, but Josh Reeves was.
Right.
Josh Reeves has a good-looking jump shot. He is a driver slasher when you look at the workouts and has very, very good basketball savvy and is athletic. Watkins is a rebounder who can run the floor, gets in the mix. He's a legit 6'9", Joe.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
He can play either the 4 or the 5 spot. Now, with Julian Moore and Jordan Dickerson there, they'll have some flexibility with Mike this year as to what they do. Mike also knows, in no uncertain terms right now, that basketball shape for college basketball is a little different than basketball shape for high school. He says, I'm going to fight my way through this. Yeah, he knows that. David Zagulis actually has a very good feel for the game, Joe. He's a very good three-point shooter, good passer, and not a bad defender. Not awesome, incredible, great, but not a bad defender. So Zagulis, who really was the one guy I didn't really have a handle on, actually has a very good feel for the game. And so now Brandon Spade, the strength and conditioning coach, this is the time of the year where he really kicks the gear up a bit on conditioning, because in a month they'll start full practices. So those three are all three are going to play for Penn State. I think all three have a chance to be impact players for Penn State. And Joe, who would have ever thought in our lifetime that we would sit on a September 18th and say that Penn State has a top 10 recruiting class in football and a top 10 recruiting class in basketball?
It's unbelievable to me. I've been waiting for this for 35 years, and I don't know what to say. I guess would you say he's done yet, or do you think he needs to get a big guy with this class? I know he lost by a kid the other day.
Right. Sure. Yeah. He's keeping it open. I had a long talk with Pat this morning. As a matter of fact, it was my morning consisted of having a long talk with Pat Chambers, followed by a long talk with James Franklin. So I was, okay, that was my day today. And right now they're keeping it open.
Okay.
And if there's somebody they really like that fits with what they're doing, they will absolutely go for it, but they're not going to give it away to give it away. All right.
Good.
And so they're going to be smart about it. But it's also an exciting time for the program. Obviously, when they do officially sign, then I can talk about them.
Right. Understand.
And when it comes to big men, I really believe, Joe, that Julian Moore, who's only going into his sophomore year, has a chance to be a good big man. Not a great, awesome, and incredible, but my terminology, has a chance to be a good college big man.
That's
runs
all you
the
need.
Floor well. Yeah. He's a legit 6'11".
Right. Well, so do you think that by holding that scholarship, that come next year, if they don't get anybody this year, that next year, with the kind of classes he's bringing in, he's probably going to be able to attract something next year, you know, knowing that he has all these young, outstanding players coming in?
Well, Joe, it's more than that. He could attract somebody now.
Sure.
I mean, that's why my point is they're not going to give it away to give it away. It's got to be the right guy, the right fit. And if they've got the right guy, the right fit now, they're going for it. If they don't, they'll wait.
Well, and I know, again, you can't say names. Is there any kids that you know out there that are still on the radar that he has even looked at? Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. Oh, that's great. Tremendous. I'm looking so forward to it. It's just been a struggle for all these years, but you know, every once in a while they tease you. But it seems like Coach Chambers really got the motor and everything to get these kids to come in here. And I know it's probably been a struggle for him, but I'm just so happy about this. It's tremendous.
Well, now the key is to wait out the 7 weeks, Joe, and get to the letter of intent day. Once they sign the piece of paper, then you can really feel good about everything.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have a problem there, because all these kids are really, really good
players. I agree.
I don't think we'll have a problem there. All right, Steve. Good talking to you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We will come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's September, and Sunbury Motors Kia is not going to be fair.
We're going to be fabulous.
Fabulous as in fabulous financing. 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on all remaining 2015 Kias, as well as our 2016 Sereno and Forte.
Fabulous prices.
Every new Kia will be deeply discounted and prices clearly marked. And we have 96 new Kias to choose from.
Fabulous dealer.
Sunbury Motors has been a trusted name for 100 years.
Fabulous warranty.
All new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. So hurry in and visit us on the fabulous strip in Hummel's Wharf or at sunburymotors.com. Oh, and if you still want fair, we'll meet you in Bloomsburg at the end of the month.
Financing to well-qualified customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Where everybody knows your name.
That's your theme song as you come up through the parking lot.
Yeah.
Instead of everybody hollering, Norm, when you walk in, it's Steve.
One of the great lines ever. He walks in, Norm. Right? And George Wendt, who played Norm Peterson on Cheers, says, Normie, how are you? He says, it's a dog-eat-dog world. He said, I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
That is my wife's favorite line from that one. My favorite is
Norm. How's life in the fast lane? I'm still looking for the on ramp.
That's mine. That's it. Mine is I'm still looking for the on ramp.
Jordan Spieth, 65-66 at the BMW Championship, is seven shots back. Jason Day shot a 61 and followed up with a 63. He is 124, 18 under par through 36 holes.
Do you realize that 18 under par under 36 holes means you're birdieing every other hole?
Yes. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. All right.
That's video game golf style.
Whew, that's target golf. Man, just out there and you're just firing to targets. And I think he bogeyed. He had a chance to shoot 59 this morning, and he shot 61. They called it the most disappointing 61 in years. I tell you right now, I ever shot a 61, I can guarantee you every single person on that course would be getting a beverage.
I shoot a 91, and I'm ecstatic.
And that really, honestly, God, we make the turn in the front nine when you do that and everybody's drinking, it's all good. you meant 18, sorry.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the Zettel story?
I don't think so.
Okay. I am playing golf one night at the White Course. And I'm just getting in. After the show, I had a chance to go out and play some holes. There was no baseball that night. So I'm going along, and all of a sudden I get to the seventh hole, which is a par three up the hill, and I drop it into the sand trap. I get up there, I blast out of the sand trap, and there's this foursome getting ready to tee up on eight. And I blast out of the sand trap, I get within like 2 feet, I tap it in, and I hear this voice. That was a great out. I go, look over, he goes, hey, Steve, come on. It's Anthony Zettel. I said, hey, what's going on, Zettel? He says, we're going to play two more holes. Why don't you join us? I said, sure, okay, fine. So I get up there, and Zettel has this white-headed driver. He said, I'm just trying this thing out. Now, the eighth hole is about 400 yards, and there's a sand trap that is approximately 80 yards in front of the hole. He drives it to the right of the sand trap. He said, I'm still trying to get control of this thing. I'm looking over control of this thing. What are you talking about? I mean, I'm jumping up and down. I'm 140 from the hole. He's up there. He's 50 yards from the hole. We play nine. Nine on the white course for the uninitiated is a straightforward hole, but you get to a point and then dips down a hill into a valley, and it's approximately 360 yards. He gets up and he drives this ball. He ends up 10 yards from the green. 10 yards. I've never seen anybody hit a golf ball that far in my life. Unfortunately, his second shot also went 340 yards.
It's usually a slight issue, yeah.
Right. And you know what's really disgusting about him? I mean, this is disgusting. He's got a great short game. He's got soft touch.
He's
got soft touch around the greens.
Hang on so I don't get in trouble with Doug again. Periscope down.
I've never seen anybody hit a ball like that. I mean, I only played two holes with him. And the other three guys, the girl, like, oh, wow, whoa, hey.
Exactly what driver was he using, and can you shoot a photo of it and send it to me?
He showed me. I don't remember it.
Darn it.
It doesn't matter. It's okay. He obviously has a perfect handle in the operator's manual. Okay. You and I use the same driver. There is operator error.
It's just a slight left to right.
I told Jack Ham that story. He goes, you have to be kidding me. I'm not kidding you. He can do anything. I mean, seriously, I mean, there are certain guys that are in that freak athlete category that can do anything. What's interesting, there are a lot of guys that are really good football players, and I've seen them, and you watch them play golf, and they're okay. He's not, and what gets me is he has great touch around the greens. Now, let's face it, I have no idea what his mid-range game is. He drives it past the mid-range.
You don't need one with his driver.
Okay, he's the only guy I know that drives the ball, and the second shot is a chip.
He could be sitting at Mount Union Country, the American Legion Country Club, the par 6, and be on in 3.
It's just unbelievable to stand there and watch it. Tomorrow,